Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here with Tomas at the Network. We're live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. Today, Earl Trout, author of Wild Blue. We got some questions and answers. Going to be very interesting. In the second hour, Selwyn Duke from The New American returns with all of his latest, including, heighten the curve. Why open the states? COVID spikes are meaningless. All righty. In the news, Michael White, the first American detained in Iran during the Trump administration, has been released after about 2 years. United States Navy veteran is en route from Tehran on a Swiss government flight. He will be transferred into U.S. custody in Zurich before headed home after nearly 4 months of negotiations between State Department officials and the Iranian government. This according to a senior U.S. official. President Trump announced the release shortly after the plane left Iranian airspace. Prosecutors charged 3 more police officers yesterday in the death of George Floyd and filed a new, tougher charge against the officers at the center of the case, delivering the victory to protesters who have filled the streets from coast to coast to fight police brutality and racial injustice. The most serious charge was filed against Derek Chauvin, who was caught on video pressing his knee to Floyd's neck, now must defend himself against an accusation of second-degree murder. 3 other officers at the scene were charged for the first time with aiding and abetting second-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. From Los Angeles, California, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti announced yesterday that the city of Los Angeles would cut up to $150 million from the Los Angeles Police Department and reinvest the funds into the local black community. Quote, "This is bigger than just a budget, but I want to know we will not be increasing our police budget. How can we let this moment, how can we do this at this moment?" Garcetti asked. My comment, "Mr. Garcetti, didn't you just get a big raise? Huh? How can we do this at this moment?" Well, the years-long case against former Trump National Security Advisor, retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, continues despite the Department of Justice announcing weeks ago that it wants to throw it. But the end is near. Keeping the case alive is Federal District Court Judge Emmett Sullivan, who has refused the Justice Department's request to immediately dismiss the case, instead deciding to first re-examine the case. And, of course, that would be with the help of retired Judge John Gleason. But the standoff between the Justice Department and Sullivan appears to be coming to a head, both filing directly conflicting motions earlier this week to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. J.E. Dyer filed this report, America Under Attack. The short story on the attacks convulsion America is that they are being mounted by fringe groups as well as an all-out coordinated assault on this country. They are not America attacking herself. They are a concerted attempt to divide and destroy America, whose people are still overwhelmingly behind law and order, peaceful dissent, and the rule of law. Shock troops appear to be Antifa, presumably some association organizations. Video after video showing people dressed Antifa style, the characteristic black block attire, including black clothing, dark face coverings, doing the rapid professional window smashing and fire setting, and attacking the police. Most of them are white. They come armed with pre-staged supplies like pipe, crowbars, stacks of bricks, and 2x4s. They've been observed in a number of places wearing earpieces, apparently coordinating on site. A USA Today report, security expert says intelligence reports indicate that most of the hardcore protesters in Minneapolis are far-left or anarchics, and that the far-right groups have not yet made a significant appearance. There's a video of a man in Ohio paying cash to the rioters, as we've seen in the past. The looters are locals who then invade through the broken doors and windows to pillage the contents of stores and office buildings. They also keep the mayhem going in the streets, the constant movement, the blocked traffic, the press of bodies, and the problem that keeps law enforcement outmatched everywhere. They're the ones attacking civilians, like the shop owners, truck drivers, random people on the street who have been enduring horrific battery and then being left with life-threatening injuries there. There are reports of deaths, too, but so many have been wrong that the writer of this story says I won't mention them here for the time being. The locals are a mix of races, ethnics, as are their victims. There's been no systematic trend that he can see, as much white-on-white and black-on-black assault as any other scenario. There have been reports without detail of varying evidence that operatives from Cuba and Venezuela are involved in the planning, coordination. This is very likely. Cuban and Venezuela special operations were reportedly involved in the caravan waves from Central America, too. Not impossible and certainly not far-fetched that there's foreign government involvement. But shock troops, per se, are showing Antifa profile. There were also reports that Russians and Middle Easterns were involved in the caravans. It would be perfectly in character for current reports about Russia-Chinese involvements in the riot attacks. Again, without documentation, you don't know if it's true or not. These aspects of the situation do not mean there are Chinese or Russians participating in the attacks in American streets. There may be some in the country, and if so, they're probably performing their roles at a distance. What's going on in the big city streets, the arson, the wanton destruction, mass theft, is not about the mistreatment of George Floyd. It hasn't been since the first night. There are still peaceful protest events taking place, but local authorities are determined not to let those protests be a launching point for riots and are starting to impose the curfews, forcibly remove even peaceful protesters with arrest, that is, if they don't disperse. And it just goes on and on and on. And of course, the media, all right? Hatred in America. That's not the problem, all right? Hatred for America is the problem. Well, how can they say it's not the problem, and then they say it is the problem? Nothing will work as long as we're listening to the leaders babble on about hatred in America. The impotence of that indication has never been more obvious. It's utterly empty. Of course, the media were quick to take up a gaslighting theme that began on a Saturday with authorities in Minnesota, which claimed that far-right extremists are actually behind the riots. It hasn't been helpful that Marco Rubio, for example, the new chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, tweeted last Sunday that we need to call out all the extremist groups, proceed to emphasize the far right to the virtual exclusion of the far left. Apparently some far right groups have said unsavory things on Telegram and Facebook. But there will be some legal niceties to work out on all of this. It shouldn't be hard to designate Antifa as a foreign terrorist organization because Antifa is a well-organized international group with a long history of terrorism. The approach Barr intends to use, by the way, will be focusing on operatives plotting, coordinating, and traveling across state lines to incite riots. And that's where they run afoul of federal law. All right. Now is not the time, this from Joe Schaefer, says, now is not the time to ease restrictions on individuals, meaning individuals shouldn't be easing restrictions on themselves for the foreseeable future for the next 6 or 8 months. A Boston mayor, Marty Walsh, stoutly declared May 24th, shuttling Memorial Day plans for some 4 million residents of his New England city. Wearing masks, physical distancing, social distancing, not being in large gatherings, all of this is so important to stopping the spread of the virus, the mayor persistently asserted. 1 week later, thousands of Bostonians packed the streets to protest the killing of the black man in police custody in Minneapolis, an event that has sparked violent rioting throughout the nation. The protests were motivated by a righteous desire for equally justice and accountability in our country, Walsh tweeted out. This was on May 31st. I see you. I hear you. I will use my voice for you. Did he also see the end of the Orwellian social curbs in the name of health? Or will Walsh and Democratic office holders like him persist in clamping down on the private behavior of individual citizens in churches and grocery store aisles, putting a mockery to words such as equality and justice, after having seen this mandate flouted in the most flagrant of manners? If we don't wear face masks, if we don't socially distance, we sort of surge this off as a plot, not a real threat to our family, we're going to be in a dangerous position in a beautiful community. Washington Governor Jay Inslee briefly ran for the Democratic presidential nomination last year, told unfortunate residents of Yakima County, as his state slowly reopened under his ever-watchful presence. Inslee mandated that those returning to work must wear masks if they're not alone. Yet he has repeatedly praised the massive protest in Seattle, other parts of Washington, following the death of George Floyd. Inslee decried violence at the protests that he claimed were carried out by only a few agitators, but did not in any way rebuke marchers on their lack of social distancing. Disheartening events in Seattle, carried out by a smattering of the thousands of protesters on hand, will not deter the cause of justice, Inslee said in a tweet. You notice how they're, what's a good word for it? Yeah, two good words, two-faced. As their little health autocracies evacuate, Democratic leaders clinging to the paper-thin veneer of believability. Now, in his June 1st press conference, Walsh touted efforts by the city personnel to pass out masks to the estimated 20,000 people crowded together to protest. But in Minneapolis, Public Safety Commissioner John Harrington blamed rioting on white supremacists, stating that the city would be performing contact tracing on arrestees. Harrington was not talking about helping to stop the spread of what we have all been told for months is a highly contagious, lethal disease. No, he was referring to having police investigate online platforms to determine whether there was a network of white nationalists fueling the violence in Minnesota, and using coronavirus medical terminology as a metaphor for harsh policing standards seemed a little bit, natural fit for urban officials. Now, common sense alone should tell anyone that you can't keep track of a contact data on 20,000 people gathered at one event. Contact tracers will use whatever pieces of information they can get to track down potential contact attacks. In a ProPublica Report May 19th article, you might say, I talked to Bob at the grocery store, but I don't know his last name. Then I will call the grocery store and ask, do you have someone called Bob who works in the produce section? This is Captain Eric Prizer, chief of CDC, CDC's Economic Intelligence Service Program. What a quote. Quote, you do that for every contact, right? 20,000 people. Unbelievable. Well, more exciting news in just a moment. So we're going to be back in a little bit later on. Earl Trout and Selwyn Duke.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Hello, everybody. I'm Michael Horn here at CRN, reminding you to join us for The Lounge Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on CRN. Monday, join me and Jeremy Dayton for a great lounge show. Tuesday, it's The Legal Lounge with Richard Nixon. Yes, he's live. Fred Dreyer in The Sports Lounge with yours truly on Wednesday. Meryl Schindler with Food News and More in The Food Lounge on Thursday. And Jeremy Dayton, Dave Hull, and myself on Friday. The Lounge, Monday through Friday, 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern on CRN.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Everybody's talking at me.
Chuck Wilder, CRN. In other exciting news, you kind of wonder, what's she up to now? All right? Well, guess what? AOC has issued guidelines for rioters and protesters. That's right. The, quote, protesters who are rioting, burning down cities, looting, should wear nondescript solid color layer clothing and cover identifying tattoos, warns a congressional leader for the Democrats. I guess she put that on her door, right? Leader for the Democrats, and now that's one of her subtitles, I would imagine. In an Instagram post, Democrat Congresswoman Aho Cortez provided, quote, our guide on being prepared for safe protest. And she is advising that the protesters should follow the directions of the well-organized and well-funded grassroots black organizers. They've been at this a long time, and they're disciplined in the ropes of community organizing and demonstration. And the Congresswoman also lists items not to bring, including cell phones that have face and touch ID, unless both of those have been disabled. She also recommends that any cell phone that is brought should be placed in airplane mode and have its data usage disabled. And the saddest thing of all is that Democrats are all on board. Yep, her guidelines are for the rioters. And if they were simply protesters, they wouldn't need to hide their identity. Hey, by the way, there's almost $150,000 was raised the very first night for Captain David Dorn. He's an African-American man who was shot dead by looters as he tried to defend his community with none of the money, by the way, coming from celebrities. You know, they instead are fundraising to bail out the criminals. 77-year-old Dorn was shot in the head after he tried to repel looters from a pawn shop that he was providing security for in St. Louis. And video shows Dorn dead on the sidewalk as the person filming the video asks the looters who killed him, all over some TVs. St. Louis Police Chief John Hayden told reporters Dorn, father of five, had been a fine captain, was looked up to by the department's younger officers. Retired St. Louis City Police Officer David Ellison said Dorn had helped him escape poverty and became a police officer. Dave Dorn was a great man. He was fair, the sharpest, cleanest guy. Well, if New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio doesn't realize he needs help controlling looting and rioting in New York City after peaceful protests over the death of George Floyd turned violent, here's a quote, he's not qualified to run a hot dog stand as far as I'm concerned. And that came from Senator John Kennedy, Republican, Louisiana, Fox News. CNSNews.com previously reported that the mayor turned down New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's offer to bring in the National Guard to help deal, you know, with the situation in New York. In a press briefing Tuesday, Cuomo criticized de Blasio, saying the mayor underestimated the scope of the problem and the duration of the problem, and it did not use enough police to address the situation. Look at the videos. It was a disgrace. I believe that. I believe the mayor underestimates the scope of the problem. I think he underestimates the duration of the problem. And I don't think they've used enough police to address the situation, because it's inarguable that it was not addressed last night. What happened in New York City was inexcusable, he said. I think Governor Cuomo was right. I'm really worried about the cops and the peaceful protesters and the business owners in New York. And I don't know what planet Mayor de Blasio parachuted in from, but I don't see him carrying his happy ass down there and trying to protect people. That senator, he just doesn't hold back, does he? And he went on. He needs to help to protect everybody, the peaceful protesters, the cops, the business owners. And if he doesn't realize he needs help, then he's not qualified to run a hot dog stand, as far as I'm concerned. I think he ought to listen to the governor. Host Sandra Smith said, are you suggesting that the National Guard is needed in New York? Is that what you're saying? Well, duh, yes. I mean, all you got to do is look at Fifth Avenue, for God's sakes. I mean, it's horrible. And lawful protesting is an American as baseball. Men and women have died to protect that right in this country, on the battlefield, on and off. But if you don't know the difference between peacefully protesting and felony rioting, then you test positive for stupid. Yeah, thank you there, Senator. And you know, when you see them defacing the war memorials, you know, and even the Vietnam War Memorial, I don't know if you saw pictures of what they've done to that. That, in my opinion, and a lot of others, is enough is enough. Wow. Can't even give what you're protesting. Do you realize how many different racial people of all colors died in the Vietnam War, just for example? But you could go to all the war memorials. Absolutely stupid. We'll be right back.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-912-1332. 888-912-1332. 888-912-1332. Call right now. 888-912-1332.
This is the Entertainment Answer. The new film Call of the Wild is based on Jack London's best-selling novel about dog and man. Why does actor Harrison Ford think that relationship is so special?
I've had dogs all my life. One has a different relationship with each dog according to his personality. Your emotional experience with a dog is based on what they need and what you can give them. And they, in turn, will be loyal. They will love you.
Call of the Wild, rated PG. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Attention Italian food lovers. Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California is open for takeout with wine. Can you believe it? Angelo's and Vinci's Takeout is now able to offer you a nice bottle of wine to enjoy with your meal. Order today and get one half price on our special selection of Pinot Grigio, Chianti, Chardonnay, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Merlot. Mamma mia! Order today at Angelo's and Vinci's from our complete award-winning menu and get some great wine for one half price. We hope you're healthy and safe. We want to keep you well-fed. Wapo's To-Go Kitchen is open from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. every day, or you can order through DoorDash. Pizza dough, bread, sauces still being made fresh every day. Angelo's and Vinci's named Best Italian Restaurant on the Orange County Hot List. Call 714-879-4022. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. That's 714-879-4022.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder. Let me tell you about my guest, Earl Trout. We call him Uncle Earl. He's been working in the mass media ever since he became a rock and roll radio disc jockey, and that was on his little tiny hometown radio station. He was 15 years old. Quickly became a successful major market radio personality, followed up by managing five major radio stations, about three dozens of his television scripts have been produced. He's written an assignment on major magazines. And his novel, Wild Bill, it's based on a screenplay he wrote prior to retirement. And I love this part about Earl. He was executive director of the Kansas City Automotive Museum. All right, he's been a guest lecturer at more than a dozen universities, colleges, holds a Church of Nazarene local minister's license, loves road trips, playing golf, cards, board games with his best friend, Diane. Remember that song? Oh, anyway, she also happens to be his wife. Hey, Mr. Trout, how are you?
Well, good morning, kind sir.
It may not be good morning because this program is repeated so many times, Earl.
Oh, well, good something or other. But,
yeah.
But Wild Bill? It's not Wild Bill, Chuck, Wild Chuck.
Wild Blue.
Wild Blue.
Did I say but Wild Bill?
Okay.
You know, I think I'm getting a little reverb back there. Anyway, I know why I called it Wild Bill, you know.
Why?
But now I just forgot. Okay, never mind. Hey, listen. Today.
Well, you know what? I'm on my headset. Is that giving you the feedback? I can.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's do that.
All right. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
All right. Are you there?
Hello.
No, you're way off now. It's like I'm getting no volume from you there.
1, 2, 3, tasting.
Oh, you're tasting good now. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway,
we'll give up that headset thing.
The novel is called Smooth Blue. You got it's Wild Blue. You know, let me tell you, I belong to I guess you'd call it the wonderful club, all right, of getting all of Earl Trout's postings. You know, and you can really do that because all you got to do is go to earltrout.com and sign up for it. And he's always mentioning Blythe, California, and very interesting stuff. But today, and we'll do it a little quickly because there's a lot of them here, it's going to be a question and answer program. We're going to put Earl to the test here, all right, because this is what he wrote, so he knows, all right. Is that okay with you, Earl? And then we're going to plug your book.
Sure.
We'll plug your book right after the break so we give plenty of time. Let me
give
you
my
question. Here's the first question. What would be the problem if you told someone a COVID-19 joke?
It takes 2 weeks to get it.
All right. Let me see. You got some interesting things here. Quote, you're not allowed to leave your house unless you must leave your house. Stores are all closed except for the ones that are open. Okay. Question. Let me see here. Dr. Rochelle Levine, Secretary of Health for Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Why did she remove her 95-year-old mother from a senior care facility?
You mean when she did that just before her, the doctor ordered all long-term senior care facilities to accept all the COVID-19 patients. She did that. And
so
the night before, I think it was, she removed her 95-year-old mother from a facility.
Oh, because
why would she do that, Chuck?
Yes, I see now. And I get it also. It's because half of all the COVID-19-related deaths occurred in the senior care facilities. All right. That was my mystery.
What an amazing coincidence.
Yeah. Now then, here's another question. Am I personally practicing social distancing? That would be for you.
Well,
are you?
Yes, absolutely. But even so, you know, my wife and I went dancing last night.
You did?
Social distancing. She danced in the living room. I danced in my office.
And probably a wall between so you couldn't even look into each other's eyes.
Absolutely, yes. But our dogs were with us, so that made up for it.
Question. How many government employees do you personally know who have been laid off from work because their jobs are not essential?
Would you like me to answer that, or would you like to answer that?
I'm going to let you answer it, and I know it's a trick question, right?
You're very astute, sir. Yes,
okay.
It is a trick question because no government employees have lost their income due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And I assume that this means all federal and state governments are so finely tuned and magnificently managed that staffing is always kept at the absolute bare minimum in order to keep operational costs low and wisely spend all our tax money. Don't you agree, Chuck?
Yes, and in fact, you would think, why have elections? Apparently they've got it all perfect, right? Yeah. Now, you say that probably, just like you, my wife and I have spent hours sitting on the online Zoom meetings with families and friends. Your wife's a teacher, and she's spent absolutely countless hours, days, nights, weekends, sitting in distinct learning Zoom meetings as she continues to teach her students still. Here's a question. I guess you'd have to, I'm going to see if you can ask your wife. Is there an exercise, or do you know of an exercise for Zoom butt? I love that one. I'm waiting.
She is hoping somebody will have an answer. Seriously,
okay.
She has spent, I bet, since this all started, she has spent an average of 10.5 to 11 hours a day sitting in endless meetings trying to teach something or learn what to do with the school district for what, 9 weeks? It's been insane, and she does it 7 days a week.
Yeah.
It's been a crazy time.
I have a relative, and he is the band director for a big junior high school, I think it is, out here in California, right? And they're talking about, you go back and you all have to wear a mask. And I'm asking him, isn't that going to be a problem with the trombone? You know?
I got to see that one.
Yeah, really. It's sort of, you know, like the virus detector that you had on, you know. I think I'm the one that sent you a picture of that. And it's basically, it's what you put in your computer to stop the virus. And so Earl, he took it and put it around his nose and put a rubber band on it. And all right, here's another question for you. Ready? Got your pencil out? Why did Congress give $801 million to 25 colleges which have endowments that total $350 billion?
Well, I don't know the answer, but here's a hint, Chuck. Perhaps they were liberal colleges.
Ah, Harvard. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. Liberal. Okay. Here's another quick question.
Yeah.
Why, with more than 20 million?
Chuck, hold on just a second. You didn't bring up something very early in this blog post, that the sign, and I think it was in front of a church, and it's one of those signs with removable letters, like on a marquee, so you can make it say what you want.
Oh, yeah, the very, right on top there.
Uh-huh. Wait, why don't you read it? I think you would do a great job with that.
Yeah, here it was, and it says, I can't believe I can walk into a store to buy weed, but I have to meet my hairdresser in a dark alley with unmarked bills to get a haircut. You know, and isn't it funny that, you know, sometimes they put signs up like, wow, wouldn't that be weird? Yeah, well, this ain't wouldn't that. That is.
No,
that's happening.
It is.
Absolutely. Yeah. Where was I at here? Oh, yeah, we took care of the liberal colleges, right? Here's one. Why, with more than 20 million American citizens out of work, did California Governor Newsom issue a $75 million handout to approximately 150,000 undocumented workers living illegally in California? All right, take that one.
I would bet you that most of your listeners know the answer to that one. But you want me to continue, or do you want to continue with this?
Well, we'll give them the short version. Undocumented worker, that is liberal speak for illegal alien, see? So you just,
amen.
It sounds better, you know. It's double speak. It's Orwellian. It's, what is it, 1894? Or what was the book? I know it was reversed. Orwell?
Yeah, 1984, I think.
Was written, I think, in, anyway. Way back, but 84 was the other number, but it was 100 years before. Let me see here.
Personally, I think Governor Newsom,
yeah.
What he's doing with that handout is absolutely, I mean, you can read it, absolutely against the law, and it's in direct violation of the California State Constitution. I don't understand the man or the people who support that kind of behavior. But such minor inconveniences as breaking the law and ignoring the Constitution seems not to bother Governor Nuisance or any of the people he surrounds himself with. I'm disgusted by it all.
I'm going to tell you, I think it's from a famous quote that brought it all about. And the famous quote was from Rodney King. Can't we all just get along? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've
got an idea or a question for the governor. Obviously, he knows who all of these illegal, law-breaking people are, the people he wants to give the handouts to. So if you know who they are and you know they're illegally here, which is against the law, that's why it's illegal, why don't you just deport them back to their home country, and when they get off the plane, you give them $500 as a lovely parting gift. In their home country, the $500 go a lot further than it does here in California. And as an added bonus, they will no longer be here in our country sucking up taxpayer money.
Yeah.
And they won't be able to steal jobs from American citizens either. We need those jobs now more than ever.
And, you know, if you send them back to their own country, like Guatemala, Honduras, or whatever, they get to ride free in a big old jet plane. I mean, you know, isn't that a lot better than what they went through to get here?
I would think so.
Yeah. Hey, you know, and speaking of illegal and all that stuff, you haven't mentioned Blythe for some reason in this one.
Blythe isn't illegal.
No, but you know what? I'm going to tell you, when I went through Blythe, and I immediately thought of you, Earl, there was a motel there. There was a motel there that was actually protesting. Because right outside the rooms, there was this big square metal container, and there was a sign on there, and it said, no ice.
No what?
Ice, I-C-E.
Oh,
it was on this big thing there, and I don't know what they used that big container for, but anyway, it said no ice. So, you know. Oh, boy.
Oh, wow, Chuck, you're a funny dude.
Sometimes. Let me see. What is this one? Okay. Oh, yeah, I like this right here. Alex, I'll take broadcasting for $1,000. All right?
Here's the answer.
Okay.
Former radio DJ Earl Trout.
Former radio DJ Earl Trout. Oh, wait a minute. I know this one, Alex. You remember Alex Trebek. The question is, what is buffoon?
That is correct.
Hey, speaking of the governors, by the way, you know, the mayor, Garcetti, just announced last night that he's going to defund $150 million from the police department, Earl. Going to defund $150 million from the police fund. And in my newscast, I said, and he said, because this is the time. And I said, well, why was this the time for you to just take a raise?
Yeah.
Huh?
Unbelievable. So
well, he had good timing, didn't he?
We call Antifa if we have a break-in or a robbery or a whatever.
Well, if you know they're breaking in, you know, that'd be too late. Let me see. If you've been threatened, you call Uber, have them deliver some beer and sandwiches because you know that nobody's going to be there to protect you, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, getting close to that break. Why are Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, etc. not required to take temperatures
at the door? Churches have to do that, you know, but Governor Newsom doesn't think it's important for big box stores, and I don't get it personally. I think mom and pop stores are far more essential to American culture than the big box stores anyway. Not that I don't like them, but I don't get the thinking or non-thinking behind this or most of what he does.
I'm glad you put this other question in because I was mentioning this a while back on my show and I was thinking, you know, I read that this is what's really happening, but they don't make a big deal out of it, obviously. And here's the question, and this is from Earl's blog. Why has it been essential for marijuana stores, liquor stores to remain open for business, but it became illegal for barbershops and beauty salons and houses of worship to be open?
Well, Wild Chuck, I got a couple of answers for that, if you'll let me.
Okay.
I think I know this. First of all, states absolutely reap a fortune and exorbitant taxes on booze and pot. And I have a little supposition for you. Just opinion, perhaps. Maybe socialist leaders like Governor Newsom and the rest, maybe they like drugs and alcohol more than they like God. So that's why you close the churches and synagogues and mosques.
Ooh, I think you hit upon that one there. All right, we're going to take a break here, Mr. Trout, and I want to remind you the name of the book is Wild Blue, all right, and we'll tell you where you can get a copy of that. And the website is Earl Trout, TROUT.com. The blog is blog.earltrout.com. And we're going to be right back. Don't go away.
experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Hi, I'm Dennis Bono. Join me for Breaking Bread with Bono. Each week, I eat and drink with the most interesting friends from the worlds of showbiz, sports, and politics, and other careers as my guests share their stories with me. It's live from the Bootlegger Italian Bistro in Las Vegas. So please tune in to Breaking Bread with Bono, Saturdays 9 a.m. Pacific, Sundays at 10 a.m. Pacific, right here on CRN Radio and CRNTalk.com.
Enjoy Tiki Live, the best cable alternative choice today, with hundreds of premium live TV programming, including ESPN, CNN, Fox News, Disney, AMC, Bravo, XF, OWN, and CRN Talk. Plus, no contracts and low month-to-month service. Tiki Live, servicing North America, including the Caribbean. To get started, visit TikiLive.com to order hundreds of channels, including CRN Talk, at a fraction of what you're paying today. Visit TikiLive.com. That's TikiLive.com.
Everybody's talking at me.
Chuck Wilder, CRN, with Earl Trout, Uncle Earl. And today we did a little bit differently, questions and answers. And here's one that just came in, Earl, before we get to your book, okay?
Oh,
if you're ready for this. And I love this question. This one, Dear Uncle Earl. This is Kona Jack. I guess you know him. Kona Jack, your old buddy here in our active 55-plus park. And I just saw the strangest thing on our golf course. All right. Let's see. What did he see? Oh, a line of old rabbits hopping backwards. Now, what in the world is that?
Oh, that's a receding hairline. H-A-R-E, hair.
Line of old rabbits hopping backwards. A receding hairline. You know, if anyone says you're losing your hair, say it's a rabbit's fault. Yeah, that'll work. Yeah. Hey, listen, let me find what I was. Wild Blue, okay. Very funny movie. What do you call it? The trailers. Very funny. And the best place to get it, I guess, your favorite bookstore, Barnes & Noble, right? I know it's available there.
And Amazon.com. And It just got picked up by Barnes & Noble a few weeks ago, but it's been on Amazon for a while. We got a lot of good reviews and five stars, and if you sell enough books for me, Chuck, we'll get you tickets to the movie premiere.
Oh, my goodness. The movie premiere, and I'll have to wear a mask. Yeah? I wouldn't doubt it at all. You know, it's getting to a point, I guess, where you have to decide, or you can do both. Do you carry a gun or do you wear the mask? And I guess, boy, and then walk into the bank. You're carrying the gun to protect yourself, and you walk into the bank with a mask on. Can you imagine that, Earl?
Oh, my gosh. That's Orwellian,
yeah.
For sure.
But this Wild Blue, you know, and the subtitle there, listener, is I think it's Saving the World with Duct Tape and WD-40. If you don't know what WD-40 is, chances are, forget it, right? I mean, you're lost. You wouldn't appreciate half of what you're going to see or hear. And WD-40 is amazing. I got to tell you one thing about Earl that I think it was a bartender in some nightclub that I was emceeing at that told me about WD-40 and putting it on your back or your head or your shoulders. As, you know, I mean, it had so many different things you can use it for. And the same applies for duct tape. So, I mean, how could you not go wrong with a book where, you know, you got the subtitles duct tape and WD-40, but you didn't say, and a little bit of weed.
No.
Because remember, that's essential.
That's a nuisance.
Yeah, that's essential. Yeah. Wow. So how long is the movie going to go, and who's the star? Is the star Earl Trout?
Oh, no, but you know what? I have changed my appearance. I can be the third banana, Dr. Wexler, and I'm now the right age to be him in the movie, so keep your fingers
and I may have the wrong guy, but don't you have a cap that you wear, and then when you take it off, all of a sudden the hair goes with it?
Oh, yes, I do.
Is that my imagination?
Yeah. No, nope, it's true. It's fun.
Yeah,
it's
boy.
Fun. It shocks people.
Yeah, I'll tell you, don't go hunting with it on, okay? I guarantee you. Okay. Hey, Earl, thank you very much. I know we had a little technical problems there at the beginning, but everything turned out all right. And if they want to sign up for your blog and get on your mailing list, which one's best, earltrout.com or go to the blog site?
Both work, but directly to the blog site probably, blog.earltrout.com.
blog.earltrout.com, and about once a week you'll get some very relaxing stuff in the midst of what all's going on in the U.S. of A. Thank you, Earl. Have a good day. Give the best to you-know-who, Diane.
Okay.
All righty. Earl Trout, earltrout.com, blog.earltrout.com. We'll be back.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here, Tomas at the network. We're live across America and around the world, crntalk.com. Let's see, when next we meet, I have the Vice President of Public Policy of Americans for Limited Government, Robert Romano, and his latest, Is This the End of America? And then our lawman will be here, Jim Corey, Conservative Basis Editor, with all his latest, including National Unrest. Trump should smash the leftist coalition, according to the U.S. Capitol Police advisor. Now, my privilege to go to the one and only Selwyn Duke, the new American. All right. And he's also contributed to college textbooks published by Gale Sinage Learning, appears on television, frequent guest on radio. He's everywhere. And right now, he's right here. Selwyn, how are you?
There. Well, I think I'm doing a lot better than our country is right now, right?
Boy.
But how are you?
I am I'm doing okay. I'm just having one of those days that, you know, you push a button here and push a button there, and one of them doesn't want to work, and then you're trying to figure out which one. You know what I mean. It's.
Well, we'll see if you know how to push my buttons.
Hang on 1 second. Beep, beep, beep. All right.
Well, the left has been pushing my buttons lately with what they're doing. I mean, I'm just outraged looking at what's going on. How
you know,
we're allowing miscreants to tear up the country. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just saying, boy, you know, I always look forward to having you on. And you will have, how do I say this? You have attention-getting titles, okay, for your for articles you write. And I can automatically sometimes see somebody, because here's one. He's got three of them we might get into today. And I'll show you... like how the titles are. And the third one, which is going to be the first that I'm going to talk about, all right? So here's one, Minneapolis burning, rioter yells, shoot the white folk, okay? Then let's go to COVID-19. Heighten the curve. Why open states COVID spikes are meaninglessless. Yes, but here's the one, all right? And when you look at it, you go, wait, what did he say? He didn't say it, he wrote it. Anyway, you're safe, yes. On George Floyd, there is nothing to protest. Now, you could see how some people would look at that and say, what are you talking about? Nothing to protest. You know, I mean, my goodness, Selwyn Duke, yeah. Have you lost your mind? But boy, when you read this, I'm telling you. Go ahead.
Well, let me tell you, I lost my mind a long time ago, but I happen to be right about this. And here's the whole thing, Chuck. We see these riots throughout the country. Our country is being torn apart as our leaders fiddle. They fiddle while the nation burns. And everyone says, or not everyone actually, but a lot of people say, well, you can protest, that's fine, that's your right, but violence is out. No excuse for that. And that's true. But they miss a deeper point, and that is that there is nothing to protest here. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you about some cases here, some stories. Okay. Now, we had the murder of a woman named Justine Damond, and it took 8 months. She was shot by a cop, 8 months, to arrest the guilty Minneapolis police officer. This happened in Minneapolis, okay? Then we had another killing of an individual by a police officer. He was Virginian John Gere. There it took 23 months to arrest the cop who killed him. All right. Now, that hasn't happened in this case, but what's the difference? What's the difference? Well, in these two cases that I just told you, the victims were actually white. Hmm. And in the case of Justine Damond, the cop who shot her was named Mohammed Noor. That was the Muslim in Minneapolis. He's in prison right now and rightfully.
Hey, and let me tell you something, Selwyn. With that guy, I almost said gentleman, Mohammed Noor, when he shot her. And I may be wrong on the first part here. I think she's the one that called 911 reporting a possible rape. And then she came down the alley when the police car got there, and he shot her. Now, and it said it only took 8 months. But I'm going to tell you something. She was from where? Britain or Australia or something?
Australia.
Australia, and they raised pure hell saying, hey, we demand justice. So, okay, we'll do it right away. We'll have 8 months. But no protests. You're absolutely right.
Right. I guess Australian lives don't matter.
Yeah.
Now, in the killing of John Gere, he was white, too. The cop who killed him was named Adam Torres. Now, in that case, there were four police officers who actually wrote that the cop who killed this man was wrong, that he was in the wrong. So we knew that was the case, yet took 23 months to arrest this officer. Eventually, he pled down to involuntary manslaughter. He was charged with some kind of murder. Anyway, the point is there were no riots, there were no protests. In fact, there wasn't even national media coverage. In contrast, what has happened with the current Minneapolis case, where George Floyd ended up dying in police custody? Well, in mere days, the cop who was kneeling on his neck was fired, was arrested, and was charged. And now the other three police officers involved have been charged or are going to be charged. So,
they have been charged aiding, abetting, second-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. So, again, what is there to protest? The wheels of justice started turning right away. What do these protesters want? Summary executions in the street? Do they want mob justice? I mean, some of them obviously do.
Well, let me throw my two cents in here. Yeah. I know where you're going. But listeners, all of this protesting going on because, the guy, well, number one, the guy's looked to me like he's smirking or smiling while he's got his foot on. Okay. But here's the thing. All the protesting is because black lives matter. You know, police shouldn't kill black men. All right? But Selwyn is here to set the record straight. Go ahead.
Right. And before I do, let me say something else, because you triggered a thought in my mind. You said the cop was smiling or smirking. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know that these two people, George Floyd and that police officer, Derek Chauvin's, I think his name is, I think that's how you pronounce it anyway, they worked together for a long time at the same club. Floyd was working security inside the club, and the cop was the off-duty cop working security outside the club. Now, that's very significant because what that tells you is there was probably something personal between them, and that might account for the police officer's attitude.
Very well, there was another report real quick that Floyd didn't like the way that he was pepper spraying people randomly, hitting the wrong people. Like, go ahead and pepper spray the guy that's not going to leave the club or trying to start a fight. But that the cop actually enjoyed pepper spraying people. And then there's the thing, Selwyn, I did it the other day, and I gave the listeners, I said, you don't want to hear this, but you have to take it into account, you know, that the guy that got killed, okay, he, George Floyd, right, is that he wasn't a perfect angel, all right? He had already been in prison, all kinds of things, all right? It wasn't just like an innocent bystander that accidentally got hold of a $20 counterfeit bill, you know what I'm saying? He did have a record, and maybe he had a record of resisting arrest. Who knows? I haven't heard one way or the other. But neither one of them were angels, put it that way.
Yeah, well, exactly. Among other things, I know that Floyd had been charged with armed robbery. So, again, this was not someone who was a gentle giant. That's what they said about Michael Brown during the Ferguson affair. But anyway, so I told you about those cases of white people. But someone will come back and will say, oh, but there's the big picture. There's this police war on black people. Okay, well, let's look at the big picture. Here are the facts. Every year, far more white suspects than black suspects are shot by police officers. Okay, but whites are more numerous. Non-Hispanic whites are about 60% of the population. Blacks are only 13%. So people might say, well, you have to take that into account. So let's take that into account. Okay, research has shown, Chuck, that the police are actually more likely to shoot white suspects. I say more likely relative to the race's different homicide rates and the rates at which they feloniously shoot police. A study also showed, Chuck, that police are actually more willing to shoot white suspects. Now, that makes absolute sense. Why would that be? Mm-hmm. Because police officers are humans like everyone else. They respond to social pressure. They respond to the consequences, possible consequences of a given course of action. And they know today that if they shoot a black suspect, they may very well be excoriated in the media. They could become a pariah like Darren Wilson in Ferguson. They could lose their jobs. They could receive death threats like Darren Wilson did. So this will make them more hesitant. There's absolutely no doubt about it. It's just common sense. But let's move on. Black suspects are as likely to shoot at police as to be shot at, a study has shown. FBI statistics tell us, Chuck, that 46% of those who murder police officers are black. Not only that, get this one. White police officers are actually less likely than non-white police officers to shoot and kill non-white suspects. And how about this one? The police shootings of black suspects have declined 75% in recent decades. So, you're going to tell me that there's some police war on black people? No, the stats do not bear that out. It's not even close. And let me go on. How many, we should ask these protesters if they know any facts at all.
Right.
How many unarmed black suspects were shot by police last year? Well, actually, it turns out the number was only 10. And that's using the term unarmed very loosely, because in one case, for instance, the black suspect tried to run over a police officer with a car. Now, Tucker Carlson actually went through every single case last night on his program. Most of these cases were justifiable shootings.
What was it, nine people?
I think eight. I think eight? Two of them were not, and the police were actually charged. Many more white people, unarmed white suspects, were shot last year. I think the figure was 19 than black suspects. So there is no there. There's no substance to these protests whatsoever. They're based on nothing. They're based on illusion. They are happening because the media, the mainstream media, have been brainwashing people with propaganda for decades, so that you have a lot of people out there who actually believe that the police are going after black people and are more likely to shoot black people. That's one reason, of course, why you have these protests. Another reason is simply that you have AstroTurf types out there, because we know there are people who are orchestrating this behind the scenes, Antifa types. Mm-hmm. And let me say something else. I mentioned the media propaganda, Chuck. This is why I have said for years, and Trump is right about this, that the mainstream media are really the most destructive collective entity in this country. There is no doubt about it. Because it's, as with a computer, it's garbage in, garbage out. If people are fed misinformation, the output will be wrong, and they will act wrongly. They will make the wrong decisions based on what policies and politicians to support. They will make the wrong decisions about what is protest-worthy. The media are reprehensible with respect to this, because the statistics I gave you are the truth. And the media, mainstream media, should be disseminating them themselves. Instead, they're not interested. They're just pushing their ridiculous narrative. They now are full-throated propaganda organs, and they do it shamelessly and without hesitation.
Yeah. And you wonder what percentage of Americans realize all the trash that the mainstream media is putting out. I mean, Trump was the first president ever, you know, high up authority to start talking about fake news. But, wow. Hey, we're going to take a break, and we'll wrap up this one with Selwyn Duke. And remember, it's thenewamerican.com, but you can read all his articles at Selwyn Duke, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke, D-U-K-E.com. We'll be back.
Looking for a great dinner option for you and the family? Indulging in Ruth's Chris Steakhouse has never been easier with Ruth's Anywhere. Select from steakhouse favorites prepped in our kitchen and enjoyed at your table on your time. Enjoy all of your steakhouse favorites, like our $40 prefix menu and more. Just call us at your favorite Ruth's Chris Steakhouse and place your order by phone. We look forward to serving you. Find out more at RuthsChris.com or call your local Ruth's Chris Steakhouse today. Remember, Ruth's Chris is open for takeout every day. If you like, we'll even deliver your takeout order when you arrive at the restaurant. Let us know when you place your order at your local Ruth's Chris Steakhouse today. Pickup or delivery to your car. Visit us at RuthsChris.com. That's RuthsChris.com.
You experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Hi, I'm Dennis Bono. Join me every Saturday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. for the Dennis Bono Show live from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. Enjoy this fun-filled hour with my celebrity friends as they perform, visit, and have lots of fun with me in front of a live audience experience in the showroom at the South Point Hotel. Please join me Saturday, 6 p.m. Pacific, Sunday, 3 p.m. Pacific, right here on CRN Radio and CRNTalk.com.
Destination, South Point. 11 great restaurants, bingo, bowling, movies, race books, sports books, spa, live entertainment, oversized rooms, and the rates, unbeatable. The South Point, Las Vegas. Book now. Online at southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. At the South Point, Las Vegas, you're always a winner.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, the new American. Selwyn, talking about, fake news, and it is amazing what the press has turned out to be. Like even, newspapers, certain newspapers, and the people who win the highest awards you can get, working for the New York Times, and they have a phony story, and it turns out to be phony. And, instead of saying, well, you just lost that great award we gave you. Nope, nobody. They just cover it up. And wouldn't it be nice if they would actually give the statistics that you were talking about, when it comes to black and white? Go ahead.
It would make all the difference in the world, and not just with respect to this, with respect to a whole host of things, every single issue out there. I mean, the media have a holy task, and that is to bring people the facts. The media are our conduit of information. If there's a war overseas, we only know about it because of the media. We don't actually go there, most of us, and witness what's going on. So this is an important task. Unfortunately, the people involved in it, really in general in the mainstream media, are the lowest of the low. I mean, they make jokes about used car salesmen. These people are way down below that. I mean, you talk about Dante's circles of hell. These people are occupying the lowest place. They really, really are. It's just disgusting what they do. They have no regard for truth whatsoever. They couldn't care less. Not only that, they tend to be ignorant. They tend to be ignorant. I read once that the average reporter in the mainstream media is 27 years old, and with education nowadays, you can imagine what they know and don't know.
Been indoctrinated.
And really, it's interesting. Yeah. It's interesting, Chuck, because G.K. Chesterton, who I quote on occasion, right, was one of the most brilliant men who ever lived, I think, but primarily he described himself as a journalist, and he was a true one. And that's because a journalist, quite the opposite of what they are today, has to be a Renaissance man. And what is a Renaissance man? Well, I describe a Renaissance man as a jack of all trades and master of some. You have to be extremely well-rounded and have a lot of depth to do this craft justice, because you have to cover everything under the sun, from soup to nuts, from politics to nanotechnology to you name it. And you're not going to be able to do that unless you're a person of substance who's very well-rounded. But that's not what we have today, that is for sure. And, going on with this topic of the riots, it's interesting, Chuck, what's happening now. If you look at two things and you put them together, the Wuhan virus situation and now these riots over George Floyd, what you see is the complete and total failure of our ruling class and how our civilization really is in steep moral decline. Why? Because they're handling everything not just incorrectly, but exactly the opposite of how they should. With respect to the virus, they completely overreacted with the lockdown nonsense. Now, with respect to the riots, they're completely underreacting. So they're doing it exactly the wrong way. These riots should not be tolerated for a moment. I said, as soon as we had that rioting in Minneapolis, I said, this needs to be nipped in the bud. When you don't do that, it metastasizes and it spreads, and that's exactly what has happened. I can tell you, Chuck, I wouldn't have used deadly force right away, but I would have used water cannons, I would have used rubber bullets, tear gas, whatever was necessary to eliminate that rioting. And if that didn't work, I would have moved on to deadly force. You do not tolerate that. And if that sounds uncompassionate to people, it is because they have a warped moral compass. They don't know what constitutes true compassion. You allow this to metastasize, innocent people get hurt. And we have seen that. We have seen people, including black people now, who've been murdered by the rioters. We have seen stores and lives destroyed. That impacts upon people's ability to feed their families. We see black people now in poor neighborhoods who don't have stores to go to. I saw this black woman, she was older, on the news or in a video clip the other night. She was crying almost. She was saying, all the stores I used to shop at, they're gone. I can't get anywhere to get food or clothing because the buses aren't running. Is this helping anyone? Meanwhile, we have these rich, decadent lowlifes in the media, in entertainment, elsewhere, sports figures, who are encouraging this. But their neighborhoods aren't the ones being looted.
Yeah.
This is, as Tucker Carlson put it, a revolution aimed downwards from the privileged, and it's against the less privileged. Absolutely disgusting.
All right.
How about the ex? Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, got to take that break. You're on a roll. Yeah. I want you to continue. Take a deep breath. Boy, more from Selwyn Duke. Selwyn Duke, the new American. All right. And it's SelwynDuke.com. SELWYN Duke, DUKE. .com. We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. I'm Michael Horn here at CRN, reminding you to join us for The Lounge Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on CRN. Monday, join me and Jeremy Dayton for a great lounge show. Tuesday, it's The Legal Lounge with Richard Nixon. Yes, he's live. Fred Dreyer in The Sports Lounge with yours truly on Wednesday. Meryl Schindler with Food News and More in The Food Lounge on Thursday. And Jeremy Dayton, Dave Hull, and myself on Friday. The Lounge, Monday through Friday, 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern on CRN. Attention Italian food lovers. Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California is open for takeout with wine. Can you believe it? Angelo's and Vinci's Takeout is now able to offer you a nice bottle of wine to enjoy with your meal. Order today and get one half price on our special selection of Pinot Grigio, Chianti, Chardonnay, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Merlot. Mamma mia! Order today at Angelo's and Vinci's from our complete award-winning menu and get some great wine for one-half price. We hope you're healthy and safe. We want to keep you well-fed. Wappo's To-Go Kitchen is open from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. every day, or you can order through DoorDash. Pizza dough, bread, sauces still being made fresh every day. Angelo's and Vinci's named Best Italian Restaurant on the Orange County Hot List. Call 714-879-4022. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. That's 714-879-4022.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same.
Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Destination, South Point. 11 great restaurants, bingo, bowling, movies, racebooks, sportsbooks, spa, live entertainment, oversized rooms, and the rates? Unbeatable. The South Point, Las Vegas. Book now. Online at southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. At the South Point, Las Vegas, you're always a winner.
Chuck Wilder, CRN, with Selwyn Duke, the new American, talking about some of his latest. And, boy, Selwyn, I got to tell you before I let you go on with what you're talking about, I really feel for those persons, the average American, you know, who is stuck on CNN or MSNBC, you know. I can see where they may go to their local channels, but then you have to realize, you know, you've got local channels that are actually, you know, associated with some of the big mainstream media. You know what I'm saying? Local CBS, local NBC, local Fox, all this stuff, you know. But that's all they get, a steady stream. And it's sort of like hypnotic, I guess. You know, you hear this, what's his name, Lemon or Lemon or whatever. I don't know how I could watch this guy. The way it's like he's almost like he's trying to heal somebody, you know, like a preacher. Let me put my hand, and then he'll look up and, you know, I'm going to put my hand down here on your head, you know what, and I'm going to baptize you or whatever. I mean, my goodness. And Cuomo's little brother, whatever. I mean, on and on and on. It's just, I feel sorry for him. And Rachel Mad Cow, that's, oh, goodness.
Listen, Don Lemonhead is a truly malevolent creature. I can tell you that. He's not nice behind the scenes either. None of these people are, really. It's interesting, Chuck, because there was this very good article, I think it was 2007 or 2008, by Peter Schweitzer in the Daily Mail, and it was titled, "Don't Listen to the Liberals. Right-wingers Really Are Nicer People, Latest Research Shows." You should look it up online. Anyway, it mentioned things, cited things that I already knew, but it was nice to see the data from research. And it found that right-wingers really were nicer people. They were much more generous with their money. Left-wingers tend to be skinflints despite all their talk about helping the downtrodden, you know. And they found that right-wingers hug their children more. They're more tender. They're more likely to say that it's important to sacrifice yourself for the happiness of others, such as parents or children. They're more likely to have children, of course, as you probably know. And statistics have borne this out for a very, very long time. For instance, we know that conservatives are much more likely to donate to charity than liberals are. And that's despite the fact that conservatives in general nowadays have lower incomes than liberals do. But you could just go on and on and on. I mean, we're dealing with some really horrible people here in the media, like I said earlier, in the mainstream media, just the lowest of the low. But, you know, I want to talk about what's going on in our country, because I mentioned that if you take these two things that basically happened back to back, the Wuhan virus pandemic and these riots, you see just a complete and total failure of our political system doing things exactly the opposite of how they should. Well, it really is profound. And, you know, let me say something else about that, Chuck. Notice the hypocrisy here. The left and leftist Democrats who are in charge really have revealed themselves. A while back, when you had the anti-lockdown protests, which were completely peaceful, they didn't want any part of it. They said, this is irresponsible. There's a pandemic. Why, how dare you do this? You're endangering other people's lives because of your selfishness. In fact, in New Jersey, a woman actually was arrested for trying to arrange an anti-lockdown protest. But now that you have these George Floyd protests and riotings, what are the very same leftists saying? It's as if there is no more pandemic. You don't hear anything about it. They don't say, well, look at all these people, no masks, not social distancing. Why? You're endangering others. How dare you do this? You can't protest right now. No, no. You hear crickets with respect to that. And what that tells you is that they're completely phony. They never cared about lives lost during the pandemic. This is all about power. And what is the difference? When it came to the anti-lockdown protests, well, they threatened the leftists' power. But when it comes to these protests, these happen to accord with the left-wing agenda. That is the difference. And let me say something else, because this is very, very interesting. What's going on? If you look at the communist stages of subversion, okay, these were articulated by Yuri Bezmenov. He was this defector from the Soviet Union many, many years ago. He's dead now, but he worked for the KGB, and turned out he was a good man. I guess he experienced some kind of conversion. Mm-hmm. But he worked for the KGB as a journalist, planting misinformation in target countries. And when he came here, he started warning of what was done by the communists to undermine the United States. And he said there were four stages of subversion. They are demoralization, destabilization, crisis, and normalization. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to explain exactly what they pertain to. But before I do, understand, I'm not saying this is a classic Marxist revolution. I'm not saying the people who are agitating right now want full-throated Marxism. I mean, they just want power. Most of them realize that Marxism doesn't really work, but they want power. But the point is, if you look at what's occurring, you can see that we have been subject to this kind of subversion. Now, what is demoralization? Well, that simply pertains to the undermining of the morality, the morals of a target nation. And Yuri Bezmenov said in the mid-80s already that this process of demoralization was, quote, more than complete. He said back then, we already have had two generations that have been brainwashed with left-wing propaganda and that are lost. Imagine how far gone it is now. And after demoralization, that stage, you have the destabilization stage. And what is happening in America today? Well, whatever you think the cause is, whatever you think the goal is, Marxism, just garden variety power, whatever, we are being destabilized. No question about it. First, we had the pandemic, and the lockdown served to destabilize us tremendously. Now, on the heels of that, or actually while that's continuing, you have these riots destabilizing us even more. Very, very dangerous. In fact, some might even say we're almost in the third stage of communist subversion, crisis. Crisis is when things get so bad that you can actually have a revolution. Now, I wouldn't say we're there yet because we have so many strong institutions in this nation that it's harder to actually affect revolution here, and also because people are so rich in general. But this is what is going on. We are subject to this kind of destabilization after all the demoralization that occurred. People should ponder that. This is very dangerous, and this is another reason why these riots shouldn't be tolerated. But think about it, Chuck. Contrast this with when we had riots decades ago. You know, back then, like during the Watts riots in the 60s, sure, things were bad. But even Democrats would clamp down on the rioters. Now you actually see prominent people who are almost cheering this on, who are trying to justify what's going on, even some conservatives. So-called conservatives, let's put it this way. I'll call them conservatives. Like Nikki Haley. She was
echoing
sentiments.
Boy, that surprised me. Man, she surprised me. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it didn't surprise me. She's always been a weak sister. I never liked her, never trusted her. Right. You know, she wasn't good, for instance, with the Confederate monuments, or was it the Confederate flag? I'm not sure, in South Carolina. But nonetheless, yes, she was echoing sentiments that expressed sympathy towards the rioters, towards these miscreants. This is disgusting. And this reveals the true face of these people. It's funny. Everyone wants to run around with a mask right now because of the pandemic. Well, these people's masks are being dropped right now. But unfortunately, I could say that's a good thing, and it is in a way. But the problem is one reason why these masks are dropping, Chuck, is that we've declined so much that people can actually get away with saying these things now. I mean, I was going to mention earlier before the break, get this, talk about encouraging these evil people. There was this ex-ESPN reporter, I'm sure you heard about this, Chris Palmer, who tweeted some days ago when some building was burning in Minneapolis, burn that blank down was a word that meant excrement, right? Mm-hmm. Then just some days later, he tweeted that they had rioters in his area in L.A., and he was upset about it. He was saying, this is a gated community. They just attacked our sister community, tried to climb the gates. They had to be beaten back. Yeah. Get these scum, he used a different word, but get these scum out of our neighborhood. So in other words, he was willing to offer up other people's neighborhoods for the cause. But when it came to his own neighborhood, then he had a real problem with it. And these people are so inured to their own hypocrisy that they'll send two tweets like that within the space of days, and they don't even realize it. It's like you're dealing with a child who will contradict himself, and he doesn't even know it because he's operating by emotion and saying whatever feels right at the moment.
And again, you know, Selwyn, like Democrat Mayor Garcetti, Los Angeles, right? I'm going to take out $150 million out of the police fund, okay, and use it to build up the poor neighborhoods. You know, and the guy you mentioned, right? Gated community, yeah. Defund the police. You know, all those signs were out last night, you know, and it's amazing how they're already made up. I've always been amazed about that. You know, it's not like,
fast,
you know, they got a printer there at the end of the street, you know. But anyway, defund the police. And the people that are all for that are the ones that live in the gated communities, you know. They're not worried about it. I got my own protection. And Hollywood has got to be the, you know, the ones that really stand out. But, you know, they're an inch above everybody else, so they deserve to, you know, be in those protected communities and stuff like that. When you talk about brainwash, I think one of the most disturbing things was in the protest yesterday is where you have to profess your shame because you're white. And they're kneeling down. Did you see them and listening to the whole prayer there about shame on you for being white. Shame on me for being white. I mean, my goodness, you talk about brainwashing, you know, that went on in the schools and the media. It's really worked, didn't it?
Yeah, Chuck, you read my mind because that was exactly the next thing I was going to mention.
Oh, okay.
Let me tell you something. You have all these idiots now who are kneeling down before Black Lives Matter figures, you know, confessing their white privilege. Mm-hmm. But let me just say something. I only kneel before God. That's it. And if these people did that a little more, they would have more virtue. They would have more of a sense of right and wrong and of justice, and they couldn't actually be manipulated like this. But the problem is, this is another example of our demoralization. These people are so morally confused or so morally corrupted that they don't even know right from wrong. I mean, it's unbelievable. And now we even saw National Guardsmen and police kneeling before the mob, and they're claiming that they're showing solidarity. No, that's a sign of weakness. Typically, historically, kneeling is a sign of submission. And they want to say, oh, it doesn't mean that right now. What does it mean? It means you're of one accord with Colin Kaepernick, that anti-American swine?
Yeah,
is that what
boy.
It means? That's what it's a sign of, one of those two things. This is disgusting, and this is dangerous because the American people are getting the message, you're on their own. If even the police and the guardsmen now are going to be on their side, who can we trust to actually protect us, to actually
try
to make sure that justice is done?
Trying to figure out the equation, mathematical. Okay, I'm going to put you to the test because you're the guy. Here we got Drew Brees, quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, right? And, man, he's the best quarterback they've ever had. And I guess it was yesterday, I think, or last night, that he says, I will never kneel down, you know, in the football game like Kaepernick, right? Black power, black power. He just said, I'll never do it. So, like last night, they had thousands upon thousands of people, you know, and F Brees, and, you know, and I'm thinking, are you going to think that if football comes back on in New Orleans? It's all of a sudden, is your indoctrination gone the other way if you're a football fan? Or do these people even know who he is and what he does? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's disgusting. Listen, I think this is a refreshing breeze, quite frankly.
Breeze?
And, you know, he's not alone in that sentiment. The problem is that most people are intimidated. And you look at these other wealthy people who might agree with him, they're found wanting. They're guilty of sins of omission, things they should do but don't, Chuck, because they're not willing to stand up because they're too worried, oh, I might not be able to make my next $10 million. Mm-hmm. I might lose advertisers, or I might lose this or that contract, or people might not like me. Well, guess what, bucko? That's how civilizations are lost. You know, I know this has become a cliche and it's overused, but as Edmund Burke said, the great British philosopher, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. We have far too many good men today who are doing nothing, but the evil ones are willing to stand up unabashedly and express their effluent.
And you know, you're not racist if you stand up for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
That's for sure. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like, yeah, I'm a diehard conservative, but I have a lot of, you know, gosh, I hate to mention the other party there, you know, but I have a bunch of friends that are Democrats, and we get along okay, you know. But, wow, it's the guilt trip and exactly the stuff you pointed out at the very beginning of this, you know, the ratios of how long it takes for justice to happen to other people. And this is like all of a sudden... The greatest thing, though, and I'm so glad because I'm going to be proven right on so many accounts, is I'm going to tell you something. What has happened is the I Can't Breathe found a cure for COVID-19, apparently, right?
Yeah.
You know,
and
not
I've only
been
that,
saying,
Chuck.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, let me tell you something else, okay?
About,
in my experience,
20 seconds, and we're going to take a break.
All
go
right.
Ahead, though.
You know, I've done a little wrestling and whatnot. When you can't breathe, you can't talk. That's my experience. If you can't breathe, you can't say, I can't breathe. You can't say anything. That's why you have to tap out with your hand.
Yeah.
Food for thought.
Like we were talking about, too, you know, these two had a rough relationship in the first place. It's so many, I don't want to hear that. Nope, I don't want to hear that. No, we got to protest. Yeah, got to, go get in some money. Go out there and get some free stuff. Yeah. And then when they catch them. So are you doing this because of the death? Of George?
Yeah.
No, I'm doing it for the money, you know. I don't know if he's getting paid to protest or paid to sell the tennis shoes. Selwyn Duke's going to be right back. We'll wrap things up. It's SelwynDuke.com.
Everybody, Michael Horn from CRNDigitalTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, for radio on the left to radio on the right. Sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we bring you video as well as audio. That's right, watch your favorite shows like the Fred Dreyer program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, Richard Nixon Live, and so many other shows on video right at our website crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk and you can watch us on any Roku TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Just go to facebook.com/CRN Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk. facebook.com/CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRN Talk too. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Hill Street Cafe Burbank would like to thank all of you for your continued support. During these difficult times, Hill Street Cafe is remaining open for takeout and delivery service from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. They'll be offering a modified menu to keep prices down and maintain the best quality. The safety of their customers and employees is their top priority, and they're abiding by all CDC and health department regulations. Order via the Hill Street Cafe Chow Now app or on their website, Hill Street Cafe. online.com. You have the option of a curbside pickup. We will bring the food out to your car. You are also able to order for delivery or pickup via the normal food delivery apps like Grubhub, Postmates, Uber Eats, and DoorDash. Hill Street Cafe is here to serve you. Call them at 818-845-0046 or come by to pick up at 3301 North Glen Oaks Boulevard in Burbank, California. Hill Street Cafe, Burbank. Pickup and delivery services are available at 818-845-0046. Or visit them at HillStreetCafeOnline.com.
This is Chef Ava, superfood mom and healthy food educator. It is my passion and joy to share with you all I have learned as a professional chef over the years. Come visit me in the virtual kitchen as we live stream together. My online live stream class experience is where you'll be able to ask me direct questions and receive answers as I share new recipes and techniques. To register and stay current on what cooking classes I'm offering, visit my bio on Instagram at ava5tar and click on my link tree to see the current schedule and how to register. Tap on the Chef's Feed live stream button and sign up for my very next class. That's ava5tar on my Instagram page under Linktree. Once again, to register for my live stream online cooking classes you can take from the convenience of your home, visit ava5tar on Instagram and click my Linktree. Keep cooking, and I'll see you in the kitchen.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Chuck Wilder with the one and only Selwyn Duke. Writer for The New American, The Hill, The Observer, American Conservative, World Net Daily, American Thinker. He just goes on and on and on and on because he's busy and he's in great demand. But you can read all his great stuff at SelwynDuke.com. Speaking of The New American, let me see. I think Alan Newman said hello. Then I have two ladies that said, be sure to mention Selwyn Duke. Hello to him because I love him. Marilyn Barnwall and Kelly Nelson, also a guest on this show. So... Well, you get around,
well,
don't you?
I respond in kind. I say hello to all those people. Yes, good people, one and all.
So all you have to do is just put on there in kind whenever they send you a note. Would that work? I responded in kind.
I don't know about that. Be a little more specific than that.
I want to tell you, listener, really go to SelwynDuke.com, read the 29th of May, all right? Minneapolis burning, rioters yells, shoot the white folk. But it really gets into, you know, the whole thing about, you know, flattening the curve and all this other stuff, right? And that's the one from the 1st of June. Yeah, okay, got it there. So all of the articles, absolutely excellent. And so glad I had you on here, you know, because stuff needs to be straightened out, you know, and...
I'm happy to be here. It's my pleasure, Chuck.
You know, we always, I was talking about Alex Newman, you know, co-author of the book Crimes of the Educators, and that book is fabulous. It just tells you what we're discussing, how when they got in there, and I guess they started with the colleges, you know, corrupting the students in college, and then it got into high school, grade school, now it's probably kindergarten, and the mainstream media. I mean, boy... I don't think we've ever had this many people against us, Selwyn. What do you think?
No, absolutely. Look, I've long said, I wrote an article about this years ago, that people talk about the culture war, but the culture war actually was over quite a while ago. What we're now witnessing is a pacification effort. The left is going from sector to sector in society, trying to wipe out all remaining resistance. That's what's going on. They control all the culture shapers. They control the mainstream media, almost all of the media, really. They control entertainment, which actually is more powerful than the media, to tell you truth. They control academia, and they control now much or most of big business, which, of course, is very powerful. So, yes, we're up against a lot here, a lot. I mean, we could go on about this, but I mentioned entertainment, how powerful it is. You know, Plato, the Greek philosopher, said thousands of years ago, when the music of the city changes, the laws inevitably change with it. That's what he said about music. What would he say about what we have today? Television, the internet, these forms of communication and entertainment where you can transmit ideas at the touch of a button. Yeah, we're up against a lot here, Chuck.
Well, it may be you can all go all the way back to the caveman, okay? Because eventually he invented the wheel, which made it easier for the protesters to get out and march. Because if you think they're going to walk all the way from their home to, you know, the designated area to raise hell, so it's a caveman's fault. Should have never invented a wheel. I don't know.
We left Eden. That's what happened. We left Eden.
Hey, thank you, Selwyn Duke. Look forward to our next visit, sir. Appreciate it very much.
God bless you.
Selwyn Duke. And it's Selwyn Duke. .com, SELWYN. Thank you, Tomas. Thank you for listening. And above all, God bless the United States of America.